What I'm going to do is a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are two sections. First is something that will help you to understand why the Panihati festival took place. So this first short reading is called, If One Has Krishna's Mercy, No One Can Check Him. So in order to invoke auspiciousness, I ask everyone to raise your hand and repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Very good. And this class is being broadcast around the world due to the facility of Mayapur.tv. And currently we have 20 devotees listening and watching. So if you would like, you can please bless them by saying, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
I can always count on you for utsahan, enthusiasm. If I was ever to give you a name, it would be Utsahan Das. Amongst many other names. So this is taken from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of my favorite books. Of course, it is by our loving spiritual master, our ever-well-wisher, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I urge you to listen with rapt attention. That's how you'll get the most benefit. Lock in. Just lock in. I'll try to make it as pleasurable as possible. Raghunath Das was the son of Govardhan Majumdar. From childhood, he was not interested in material enjoyment. When Lord Chaitanya returned to Shantipur after accepting the renounced order, Raghunath Das met him. When Raghunath Das went to see Lord Chaitanya, he fell at the Lord's feet in ecstatic love. Showing him mercy, the Lord touched him with his feet. I bless you that someday you also get touched by Lord Chaitanya's feet. All in favor, say again, Gauranga.
Gauranga!
Raghunath Das's father, Govardhan, always rendered much service to Advaita Acharya. Of course, Advaita Acharya is part of the Panchatattva. We chant his name daily. We say, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Consequently, Advaita Acharya was very pleased with the family. There's your first lesson. You get the mercy by service. So many people, they want ashirvad. You can get ashirvad when you do service. That is the quickest way to get recognized by Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Service, service, service. That's why this temple exists. It's the stock exchange of service. Prabhupada envisioned his temples to be like the New York Stock Exchange. Hundreds of people are coming doing business from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So this temple and any ISKCON temple means you come and do maximum service. Let's continue. When Raghunath Das was there, Advaita Acharya favored him by giving him the food remnants left by the Lord. Raghunath Das was thus engaged for 5 or 7 days in rendering service to the Lord's lotus feet. After bidding farewell to Raghunath Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After returning home, Raghunath Das became mad with ecstatic love. Raghunath Das used to run away from home again and again to go to Jagannath Puri, but his father kept binding him and bringing him back. His father even had 5 watchmen guard him day and night. 4 personal servants were employed to look after his comfort, and 2 Brahmins were employed to cook for him. In this way, 11 people were incessantly keeping Raghunath Das under control. Thus, he could not go to Jagannath Puri, and because of this, he was very unhappy. When Raghunath Das learned that Lord Chaitanya had arrived at Shantipur, he submitted a request to his father. He said, "Please, give me permission to go see the lotus feet of the Lord. If you do not, my life will not remain within this body." Hearing this request, Raghunath Das's father agreed. Giving him many servants and materials, the father sent him to see Lord Chaitanya, requesting him to return soon. For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur. During those days and nights, he had the following thoughts. "How shall I be able to get free from the hands of the watchmen? How shall I be able to go with Lord Chaitanya to Nilachala?" Nilachala is another name for Jagannath Puri. Since Lord Chaitanya was omniscient, omniscient means he knows everything. After all, who is Lord Chaitanya? He's Krishna. Keep that in mind. He's Krishna. Therefore, is Lord Chaitanya in your heart? Yes. Because if he's Krishna, Krishna is manifested as Supersoul, yes? Therefore, if Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Krishna is Supersoul, then Lord Chaitanya is in your heart. A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. This is transcendental mathematics. Haribo. So yes, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Yes, and he's the combined form, yes. But he's Krishna, especially in context. So Lord Chaitanya instructed him, knowing his bhakti. He was omniscient, Lord Chaitanya. He could understand Raghunath Das's mind. The Lord therefore instructed him with the following reassuring words. "Be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. You should not make yourself a show-bottle devotee and become a false renunciant. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it." So this, what Lord Chaitanya is saying here, is for most of us. Most of us are grihastas, not brahmacharis or sannyasis. The majority of us are grihastas. This is very good instruction for us grihastas. I'll say it again. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. So, us householders, we have to go to work. We have to deal with the material world. Okay. Don't become attached. But in your heart, you remain fixed at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. And what did it say here? Krishna will soon be pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you believe that, say, Nityananda. Because he's coming up in the next episode. You may see me at Jagannath Puri when I return after visiting Vrindavan. By that time, you can think of some trick to escape. What? Now, here's a very instructive line here. What kinds of means you will have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. So if anything, this is one thing you want to take home. Maybe take out your cell phone and make a little note of this. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. So you have to get Krishna's mercy. That's the key. And then we could spend hours explaining how to get Krishna's mercy. In general, I think we should simply chant the Maha Mantra. Everybody. So now we have 27. We started with 20. Now we're up to 27. So you have to bless the new people that came. Say Hari Bol. In this way, Lord Chaitanya bade farewell to Raghunath Das, who returned home and did exactly what the Lord told him. When you get an instruction from the spiritual master, you obey the spiritual master explicitly, implicitly, as Raghunath just did. Lord Chaitanya also did that. When his guru told him, you just chant Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya strictly obeyed him. He got all success. So when my spiritual master gave me an instruction, only one. You mentioned it the other day. When I asked Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta, 1975, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Srila Prabhupada says, when you love Krishna. So I have to execute that order from my spiritual master. I must love Krishna. After returning home, Raghunath Das gave up all craziness and external pseudo-renunciation and engaged in his household duties without attachment. When Raghunath Das's father and mother saw that their son was acting like a householder, keyword acting, they became very happy. Because of this, they slackened their guard. I mean, after all, he had 11 people around them all the time. What kind of life is that? Jeez. All right. Are you ready to go to part two?
Yes.
All in favor, say Hari Bol. I have to say, this temple is so utsahan. It's a utsahan temple. So now we get to the Panihati festival. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Lord Chaitanya and Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciant, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shilling man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, he again decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. Our son has become mad, she said. Just keep him by binding him with ropes. Who else got bound up with ropes? Krishna, Damodar. Who tied him up? But it took a while, didn't it? Yes. How short was the rope? Two fingers or 2 inches, right? No matter how much rope, Krishna was saying, not unless I agree can you bind me up, mother. And then when she became like this, then Krishna, okay, now you can tie me up. Let's continue. Did he really? When? When did he come?
When he was a little boy, he didn't want to go to school.
So don't imitate. Yes. Damodar. Very nice. Just keep him by binding him with rope. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Our son has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all of this could not tie down his mind. So you can see how renounced he is. Right? He's got opulence like the king of heaven. Come on, that means he's fabulously wealthy. He's got a wife like an angel. Anybody else, they're finished. They're locked into material world. When you got two things like that, money and a beautiful wife, who wants to go anywhere? Right? But inwardly, see what has happened? He got bitten by that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has that ecstatic love. And once you get that, all this other stuff becomes insignificant. How then could we keep this boy at home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Lord Chaitanya has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? So they're pretty enlightened, huh? They're pretty enlightened. They know what the problem is. Everyone say Chaitanya Chandra.
Chaitanya Chandra!
Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Lord Nityananda. Can you all say that beautiful name? In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock underneath a tree on the bank of what river?
Ganges.
Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Can you imagine how brilliant? I can't even look at one sun. Hundreds and thousands. I think Nityananda's God. I think so. Many Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place. Ah, that's called humility. Not that he walks up, here I am, and now I'm going to pay my obeisances. Everybody see me? No, from a distant place. That's the key to success in spiritual life. Humility, humility, humility. What does Lord Chaitanya say to wear around your neck for constant remembrance? Humility. Janadapi sunichena tarar eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya. The key to the kingdom of God is right there. Humility. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances at a distant place. And the servant of Nityananda pointed out, there is Raghunath Das, your Raghunath Das, offering you obeisances. See, this is also the mood of a devotee. The mood of a devotee is, How can I get others to get the mercy? What makes the gopis so exalted? It's because the gopis never thinking, now I'm going to be with Krishna. No, the gopis are thinking, how can we get Radharani to be with Krishna? In doing that, they get Krishna's association. Because Krishna, what was that word you used? Vidagdha? Yes. He's very expert. So in the gopis trying to get Krishna to be with Radharani, they also get intimate association with Krishna. The spiritual path is one of service and helping others. And by doing that, all your desires are fulfilled. That's the mood of a preacher. A preacher is, let me bring others to Krishna. And then Radha and Krishna bless you. Hari Bol. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, you are a thief. Now you have come to see me? Come here. Come here today, I shall punish you. I'm just playing. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. So is that a punishment? See how Lord Nityananda is very like, he's avaduta. He's going to punish him by what? Giving him the blessing of his lotus. Who wants to be punished by Lord Nityananda? Hari Bol. Jai. I pray for that day. Lord Nityananda by nature was very merciful and funny. This is what I love. Where do you read in any book that God is funny? Usually God is, I am the Lord thy God, and I will smite thee down. Even in the Wizard of Oz, I am the great omnipotent Oz. But here, Lord Yananda is funny. This is my God, the God that's beautiful and plays an instrument, right? And he's funny. And that was the other definition of Vidagdha, right? Krishna likes to play jokes. He's a jokester. Yes. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath as follows. So I'm going to get into character here. You are just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, Raghunath was greatly pleased. Be greatly pleased, please. All right, he looks pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. Now, as you hear this, you're going to get very hungry. But it's coming, don't worry. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables, and placed them all around. So it appears the followers of Lord Chaitanya are not vegan. Because it says here, milk. I'm not going there. Okay, just... As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. How many do we have? Boss? How many earthen pots do we have? No earthen pots? Next year. So let's all see to it that next year we have earthen pots. That means we all have to work for that. Is it possible to get them here in Canada? Is it possible? Let's do it. All in favor say it. Radhe Sham. All right. Hope I'm not getting anybody in trouble here. Now he's thinking, I'm not inviting this guy back next year. What a troublemaker. Earthen pots. What does he think this is? All right. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, a Brahmin began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the lard pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Now, do you know what kind of, what is that, like a small banana? What is that? You can get them here. Good. I'm not going to ask. Then sugar, clarified butter. What's clarified butter called? Ghee. I have to admit, I've been married since 1980. My wife has only fed me food cooked with ghee and butter, never oil. And that's why I'm a happily married man. And that's why, as you can see, I'm very fatty. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmin brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Lord Nityananda, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Similarly, many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda. No one could count them all. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other, chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people there were. So imagine now you're there. That's what I want you to do. We're going to do meditation, but we're not going to do this om. No, we're going to do meditation where you get absorbed in the pastime. So now all of you are here with Lord Nityananda, okay? Raghunath Das is here. And you all have how many pots?
2.
And what's in one pot? Very good. Very good. So you each got your 2 pots, all right? Some of the Brahmins, not having gotten the place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganga with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. So some of you, if you want to be those Brahmins, you can be those, take whatever you like. Others who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganga got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chipped rice. They've gone mad. They're in the water. Right? Thus, some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganga, and they were all supplied 2 pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. Now, Raghava Pandit, he's an expert cook, right? Is that what he's famous for? Besides a pure devotee of Krishna. So he's known for his cooking. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh. He brought many kinds of food cooked in
ghee,
and offered to the Lord. This prasadam he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said, okay, so you want to be Lord Nityananda in the play? Okay, come close, because this is Raghunath, okay? Very good. So we have our Nityananda. All right. So I'll be Raghava Pandit. For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched. Lord Nityananda replied, and you can repeat, let me eat all this food.
Let me eat all this food.
During the day.
During the day.
And I shall eat at your home at night.
And I shall eat at your home at night.
I belong to a community of cowherd boys.
I belong to a community of cowherd boys.
And I generally have many cowherd associates.
And I generally have many, many cowherd associates.
I am happy when we eat together.
I am happy when we eat together.
In a picnic.
In a picnic.
Like this by the sandy bank of the river.
Like this by the sandy bank of the river.
How do you think he did as Lord Nityananda? Don't go away. Raghunath, don't go away. When chip rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda, in meditation, brought Lord Chaitanya. So go into meditation. You're bringing Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. So here we have Maharaj. So he came in just at the right time. Maharaj will be Lord Chaitanya. Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj ki. See, by your meditation, you brought Lord Chaitanya. Yes, I got more work for you to do.
Okay.
Don't go away. When Lord Chaitanya arrived, Lord Nityananda stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chip rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Lord Nityananda took one morsel of chip rice and pushed it into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya as a joke. So, pick somebody. Now you got to feed Maharaj. I hope Maharaj is playing with us. These pastimes are only possible in Vancouver. I can't do this any other temple. Vancouver is a special temple. And you devotees online, don't get jealous. But every temple has its special shakti. Lord Chaitanya, also smiling, took a morsel of food and pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Chaitanya was also present. Confirmed. So this is interesting. Only some could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They must have been on a very exalted platform of consciousness to be able to see what was going on. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chip rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Lord Chaitanya a place and had him sit down. Then together, the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered,
"All of you eat."
All of you eat.
Chanting the holy name of Hari.
Chanting the holy name of Hari.
Now, the next line says, immediately the holy names Hari Hari resounded, filling the universe. So would you please fill the universe?
Hari, 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 Hari.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Excellent. All right. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names, which names?
Hari, Hari, Hari.
And eating, so pretend you're eating, they remembered... Okay. Doing good. They remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Yamuna. There's that pastime. They went on the picnic. And what did Brahma do? He took away the calves, and then he took away the boys. But Krishna played a trick on him, didn't he? He became all the calves. He became all the boys. For how long? For 1 year the masquerade was going on. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are extremely merciful and liberal. I love that word. Liberal. That's why there's that song. Parama Karuna Pahundvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. I saw Prabhupada sing that song in Atlanta that same time that I got that instruction. Prabhupada sang that song first with Kartals, and they recorded it on a big tape recorder. And Prabhupada said, now play it back. So they put a microphone by the speaker, and so that you could hear Prabhupada singing with his Kartals, and then Prabhupada played drum. Ecstatic. And that was in the evening. In the morning, when Prabhupada arrived, he sat on the Vyasasan, which is at the back of the temple, just like here, and he looked at the deities of Nitai Gaurachandra, and he started to speak that line, these two lords are extremely merciful, and then Prabhupada began to cry. And the temple room was full like this, full of devotees, and you could hear the pin drop, because nobody knew what Prabhupada's crying. What do you do now? It was time froze. It was like 12 years or more. And after some time, Prabhupada said, please excuse him, because he was so emotional seeing Gaur Nitai and seeing the room full of brahmacharis and devotees. He couldn't speak. He was so ecstatic. So in the evening, he came down and he sang that song. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yay! Lord Chaitanya, extremely merciful. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these deities. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Chaitanya to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought that the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Yamuna. So this is transcendental life. Even Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, he thought he was in the Yamuna. And then when Advaita Acharya arrived in a boat, it was, wait a second, what's Advaita Acharya doing here? I'm supposed to be in Vrindavan. And then Advaita Acharya said, well, actually you are, because this is the spot where the Yamuna and the Ganges intertwine. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chip rice, just like a merchant, huh? You always go where there's business. Ooh, let's make a profit. Taribul. They arrived there to sell. See, they didn't donate. They sold the chip rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. As they came bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. Yes, every temple needs a Raghunath Das with an unlimited bank account. He gave them the price for the goods and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. Interesting story, side story. In Los Angeles, when we do Rath Yatra, there's always this group who, they're a Christian group, and they always try to give the devotees on the Rath Yatra a hard time. They have their placards which says, you know, you're worshiping false gods and give, you know, surrender to Jesus or you're going to hell. And there's always one guy dressed up as a cow. in this group. And sure enough, after the parade, after they've been harassing the devotees the whole parade, sure enough, Bhaju Narayan Das, the GBC, is serving out the free feast, and there's the guy in the cow suit getting the free feast. And Bhadri, being in the same mood, gives the plate of prasad to the cow guy. Only in Krishna consciousness, folks. This is what I love about the movement. You hate us, that's all right. We'll still give you prasad. Because eventually that cow guy will become a GBC. After Lord Nityananda finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a Brahmin distributed to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmin brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. Prabhupada explains this whole sandalwood. Prabhupada says that, you know, in India, it can get pretty hot, doesn't it? Very hot. You should know, right? So Prabhupada said what they used to do is they would put sandalwood pulp, and that cools you down for the whole day. And you notice, you'll see many pictures of Prabhupada. He's got sandalwood on his forehead. And it does. I've tried it. I've put sandalwood. It definitely cools you. Natural air conditioning. Sandalwood. When a servant brought betel nuts and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda, Raghunath, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his associates. Thus, I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Lord Nityanandam Prabhu Ki! So, Maharaj, I would beg, and I think all of you, Maharaj, would you please come sit here and speak something about Nityananda and the chipped rice. Please, we beg you.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai
Sri Nityananda Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
So, actually, I did not know until this morning that today was the Panihati festival. Very auspicious festival, needless to say. And when I was in India by Gaur Nitai's mercy on many occasions, because we were right there in Mayapur. The devotees, they would naturally go to Panihati. Actually, they would, Gaur Nitai are so merciful, they would allow themselves to be put in a box and carried from Mayapur to Krishnanagar, put on a train, and then by train go up to Calcutta, and then go down to Panihati railway station. Panihati is a very special place, of course, because of this very wonderful pastimes, so nicely described by all the assembled devotees, actually. A real live presentation of Panihati. And it always attracts. I remember one year, it was raining very heavily, and devotees actually come from all over India, especially Bengal and Orissa, but from many parts of India as well. And water was this high. It was like flooded. People were putting up their dhotis and going to Panihati festival. Yeah. So this is one of many wonderful pastimes, of course, of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and such a wonderful and close associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, who lived not very far from Panihati. And every year the devotees, they set up a pandal. And it's probably one of the most popular pandals, where they have these, what do they call them? big bags of chipped rice, where they mix. People stand in line. And there's actually, literally speaking, hundreds of thousands of people who come to celebrate and commemorate this festival. Every different group, so many groups come. Many of them are, I guess, in the category of Apa Sampradaya, but they all chant the holy name of the Lord. And at noontime, before noon, all of the groups, they carry on their heads these pots of yogurt, and they come and place it at the tree where Nityananda Prabhu actually sat and chastised Raghunath Das Goswami, and of course, as we know, ordered him to have this wonderful festival. So many of our temples, they celebrate this by going out, because it's usually corresponding to summertime here in the Western world. And they go out on a picnic. I know in Montreal they used to do that. The devotees go out on a picnic. Maybe they choose a weekend, I think, where more devotees can come. And they often will enact also the same pastime in a drama form. And of course, the most important is that they will mix that flat rice and mix so many different preparations as they do in Bengal, and then distribute it very widely. So in this way, there are many wonderful lessons, of course, to be learned from this pastime, especially the very strong devotion and attraction. Raghunath Das Goswami was still very young at that time, but his desire to be and to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so great, so intense, that he got this special mercy and blessings, of course, from the most merciful Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, of course, as we also heard, I just came when this pastime was being described, in a miraculous way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, out of his intense devotion, of course, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In meditation, call, and the Lord actually factually appeared, but only the few fortunate ones could actually see the Lord. So like this, this wonderful pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati is meant to bring us closer and share some of the very this is part of the, some of the confidential pastimes of the Lord. And in this way, so many hundreds and thousands of people at that time gathered and continued to gather in Panihati to very loudly together chant the holy name of Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Jai Panihati Festival ki, Jai Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Primanandi. Hari, Hari Ram. It is a great fortune for the devotees here, definitely, at ISKCON Vancouver, to have the presence of Nirantar Prabhu, especially on this special occasion. Actually, I had heard, it's the first time we actually physically met, and it's amazing how in our movement all the devotees, you know, godbrothers have been godbrothers for 30 plus years, close to 40 years, and still so many godbrothers I haven't personally met, so Krishna is very kind to send me here on this special day of Panihati Festival to meet my godbrother and of course to meet all of you as well. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai
ISKCON Vancouver ki.
Jai.
Panihati Festival ki.
Jai. Gaura Premanande. And now, on with the festival, which begins with Harinam. Kirtan Yasajari.
Very fine to bring you here.
Very good.
Of course, I agree with you on many other things as well. We'd like to thank His Holiness Bhakti Radha Goswami. He came last minute, and we're very fortunate that he came, and we're very delighted that he came. So thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you.
And thank you for speaking.
Okay.
And of course,